Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digital Age of Love, the podcast where we uncover how technology and social media have changed the way millennials date. I'm your host, Shibumi, and today we're going to be discussing what makes a good partner, so stick around. My first guest is Molly Turner, a longtime friend of mine and someone who's been in a long-term relationship for the past 3 years.
It was 3 months in August. Nope. Three years. Yep. Obviously doing great over here.
That's not right.
Nope. 3 years.
3 years. Okay, good. That's a long time. But you've known each other since
3.5 years.
Really? You only knew
we met in February and started dating in August.
So you and Matt have been dating 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Not 3 months.
Glad we made that distinction.
Yeah. And big difference.
You would say Matt is a good partner, correct?
Yeah.
And so what do you think like makes a good partner? Like what goes into that?
I really think it comes down to just being like fully comfortable and like communication was always really big with him in the beginning and not so much me because I didn't know how to communicate, I feel like. So
communication is hard.
Yeah, I think just like learning how to communicate with each other is a big thing and being patient, which I wasn't and he was.
Yeah.
But I feel like now we're kind of on the same page and we know like how to talk to each other in a way that's like gets through. So we're not like, I don't know, we're solving our issues, not making them worse or hiding anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were friends first. So like that really helped.
That does help. Logan and I were not friends. And then I feel like even now, though, communication is, like, it's really hard because we speak different languages. I really feel, like, genuinely yeah. We speak different languages. And, like, we'll be saying the same thing. Like, just, we're saying the same thing, but we're just saying them differently. Mm-hmm. We're arguing. But we're agreeing. But, like, we're arguing. It's so weird.
That'll happen to me and Matt sometimes, too. We're just like, this is stupid. What are we saying?
I would say for me, a good partner would probably be somebody who you can just, like, kind of going off what you said of the comfortability thing, but somebody who is just also trying to, like, always learn more about you. Mm-hmm. Because I think as humans, like you and I have been friends for I don't even know how many years, but, like, I constantly learn new things about you. And yeah. I think that's, like, part of a healthy relationship is, like, no matter how long it's been, to consistently try to learn more, to consistently
and, like, have that interest.
Exactly. And to just, like, have that, like be one of their top priorities is to continuously try to know you.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, it's not always easy to do that. But I think, like, it has to come naturally in some respect. Like, I don't know, like to continuously be learning about you and to understand you and to just to absorb information and then to apply that information later. Like
yeah.
If I say like, oh, I really don't like it when you use the word whatever.
Right. And
for that person to make a conscious effort to not use that word or to not say a certain thing or to not, I don't really like it when you do this. And then to like take that information and to apply it and to be like, oh, okay. Like, I'm learning this, and I'm applying it. I think like, that's so important.
Yeah, I agree. There's been a few instances in our relationship where we've had to, like not great things that we've had to, like, adjust, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know, making sure that they know and want to know.
Yeah, and, like, care to know.
Feel better and, like...
I think it's also, like, a security thing in like a sense. Like I feel like sometimes I feel like, oh, he's not trying to get to know me or he's not doing this or he doesn't care.
Do you feel like naggy?
Yeah. But I think that it's also interesting people's like love languages and then the way they express love because like, because he's somebody who does like, I don't know if he's like, have you done the love language thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, you have to. I'll send you the link after this. Basically, okay. It's a quiz. So you and Matt will both take a quiz, and I'll tell you what your love language is.
Oh, interesting. It'll give I feel you like I know what my love language is, but...
Well, there's, like, 10, I think. And then it'll rank them for you in order of importance. So like I think my number one is like either acts of service or quality time. And then Logan's is like, I think Logan's is acts of service. I have it somewhere. But basically, like, you find out, and then you can use that, and you can be like, oh, okay, well, Logan really likes acts of service. Like, that's his love language. So he would rather, like, do things for me than, like, tell me, like, words of affirmation than, like, tell me all of those things, you know?
Interesting. Which
that is how he is. Like, he would rather do something for me than, like, sit down and tell me a list of the reasons why he loves me, sort of.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. But I feel like you need him to tell you sometimes.
Yeah, and I need him to tell me.
But that's like, good, because then if you guys both know each other's, you can adjust how you see what they're doing. And
exactly. So I think that's why it's so important to see, like, where your values are and where your priorities are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's also, like, it's interesting now with, like, apps and stuff like that, because I think that everybody, it's so interesting to think that, like, people are meeting, like, without even meeting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then they, like, meet up.
Yeah. And then it's, like, and, like, some people form, like, actual connections. Like, some people think that they're in love with these people before they actually even meet them.
Yeah.
And then you're just, like, now you're, what, just, like, in love? Okay, do you have any advice for people who are looking for a long-term partner and, like, they have been taking steps, like, they're on the apps, they're putting themselves out there. Do you have any, like, word of advice for people, like, when picking a partner?
I mean, for me, just being who I am, I would say just don't force it, you know? Like, if there's obviously no connection, don't try to make a connection just because they're, like, hot, you know?
My advice to people who are looking for a relationship, I would say to not beat yourself up about it, to not try, you know, kind of what you were saying, to just, like, not force anything, let it
know happen. Your worth, like, know
your worth, yes.
Don't deal with the, because they can tell you anything over the apps, you know?
Yeah.
Then if you're trying to hang out with them and then they don't want to hang out and they keep flaking on you, just know that that's not it.
Yeah. I think be, like, listen to your gut too. Like, that's a good thing. Like, listen to your gut. Listen to, like, if you see those red flags, don't ignore those red flags. Those are
right. They're probably red flags.
They're there for a reason. Like, don't. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And, like, not everybody is going to be a connection, and that's okay.
It is okay. And it's
really better that way.
Yeah. And that's good too, because when you don't have a connection, it's good to know what that feels like. So when you do have a connection, you can distinguish it better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And don't settle for what you don't want. Like, I don't know, if you want a relationship and the guy you're banging doesn't want a relationship,
you
should probably start looking elsewhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Molly, so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Thank you. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you so much for tuning into The Digital Age of Love. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram @The Digital Age of Love. See you next time.